You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Now your clothes wash whiter than ever before with Procter & Gamble's amazing new white Oxidol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. The whitest wash in Oxidol history. Yes, today you'll see a wonderful new whiteness in everything you wash. You'll see sheets and shirts and napkins wash a brilliant snowy white. So white, you're bound to say...
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You're right. With new white Oxidol, it gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get with any soap in the world. The whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. Now you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside. And as long as you use new white Oxidol, your clothes will keep this wonderful new whiteness throughout their life. And when you see the sparkle it gives to washable colors, you'll know that new Oxidol is truly safe. Your cotton prints, children's dresses, and play clothes actually come out brighter. Just one look at the brilliant white wash you get with new white Oxidol, the beautifully bright wash, and you'll never be satisfied to use any other wash day soap again. Your dealer has new white Oxidol now, so get some. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, down on Main Street, there are small groups of people congregated around Rushville Center House, all discussing excitedly the tragedy of the other night that has suddenly put the town on the front page of almost every newspaper in the country. The strange death of a man who has been identified as the husband of glamorous Ann Morrison. A man who escaped from an insane asylum and came to Rushville Center with the idea of killing his wife, but who instead met his own death. Well, while the town mills about on the street downstairs, upstairs in Ann Morrison's rooms... Well, listen.
Ma, Joseph has no reason whatsoever to feel any sense of guilt. Unfortunately, I can't tell you any more than that right now. But there's no reason under the sun why Joseph should be troubled. Or his conscience should be troubled. Oh, Ma, you've got to believe that.
But, child, don't you see? That ain't something that you can tell a person. Words can't do it. Don't matter how many times you say to a person you're innocent, if he don't feel innocent, if in his mind and heart there's some doubt. Joseph and me, we always been able to sit down and talk. No secrets at all. But now, suddenly, there's a wall between us for the first time. I find the boy wanting to speak up, almost crying to, but not being able to bring himself to say the words. It don't help anyone, my dear, to keep storing words, burning words, inside himself.
Oh, Ma, what a horrible mess I've made, haven't I?
Oh, heavens to Betsy, child, no. Better for anything. Joseph came to you. He sought your friendship because he wanted it. It wasn't your fault or anybody else's that you couldn't bring yourself to give him all that he had hoped for.
You know, I'm the one who should have gone out that window the other night. We have made a wonderful pair. We deserved each other, my husband and I.
You can't mean that, Miss Morrison.
Well, you suddenly wake up one morning, and there it is, all stretched out in front of you, your whole life. And when you add it all up, you have precisely nothing.
Do you suppose that Mr. Sinclair would place that same kind of value on your life?
Oh, Alfred's prejudiced.
Well, so should you be. It's your life. You've lived it.
Oh, yes, that I have.
Who has a better right to be prejudiced about her own life than the one who's lived it? poured so much time and tears and hard work into it.
You're sweet, Mom.
No, no. I just think there's nothing finer or more dear than a human life.
Even mine?
Of course yours. After all, there are two men in love with you.
Two? Oh.
You know, lots of folks go through life looking and searching and waiting for just one to love them. And when they find that, they think their life has been well spent.
Have you ever been to Brooklyn, Ma?
No. No, I don't think right in Brooklyn. I've been to New York City.
Now, Brooklyn's a world all apart, Ma. There's some places they have trees and homes. Well, I didn't come from that part of Brooklyn. I got my first job when I was 14 years old. And I said I was 16. It was as delivery girl for a dress shop. Do you know how I got the job? I intercepted the girl who had it. Told her her mother had had an accident. She'd been struck down by a streetcar. They'd taken her to a hospital. I said I'd deliver the dress she had with her. And instead I went back to the dress shop. Said I'd found the parcel, the dress I'd taken from her. I said I'd found it on the street. The girl had obviously left it somewhere. And didn't they want to give me her job? Oh, yes. That was the first chapter in my career as a woman of the world. And I got married when I was 19. That was my great triumph. Mrs. Bradley Gorman of the Park Avenue Gorman. I shan't bore you with the details of that conquest. That was really slick. Perennial bachelor, Bradley Gorman. I'll never forget the day Brad took me to meet his family. There they all were. Papa, Mama, all the sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles. And cold as ice. No hysterics. I thought they were even fairly good sports about it. Well, they didn't fall all over me and greet me as their newfound daughter, but they took it in fairly good stride. Of course, I didn't know then why they were so very philosophical about me. Oh, Brad was eccentric, yes, but I thought when we settled down as man and wife, everything would be just fine. And I was going to be the perfect wife. Brad and I were going to be blissfully, ecstatically happy. Especially after the baby came. You look surprised, Mom. That's right, though. We had a child. She was the softest, most angelic child you've ever seen. She had a very full life. She lived to the ripe age of 2 years, 8 months, and 16 days. At which time her father... Oh, I'll spare you the gory details. She died. Her father decided she'd lived long enough. She looked too much like me, and two of us in the world were one too many.
You mean that he... Oh, Landa Goshen.
It was then I found out. His mother came over. It was the first time she'd ever been to my home. The day of the baby's funeral. She came to tell me her son was really quite insane. They'd known it and had managed successfully to prevent him from doing anything terrible before. They thought since I wanted their son so desperately, I could have him. I'd made my bed. Very well, I could lie in it. Of course, after the baby's death, then they had to have him confined. And that was 8 years ago.
And you mean, Miss Morrison, that for 8 years you have been married to a man?
With his family ready to fight with every cent they had in the world. Any attempt I might make to regain my freedom.
Holy indigo.
Well, please don't misunderstand, Ma. I'm not telling you this because I'm asking for sympathy. I brought it all on myself.
It seems to me that you've had enough heartache and pain. It's time now for you to have some happiness out of life.
You mean? Oh, Ma, you still don't understand. I've brought all of this on myself. That's what I've been trying to tell you. I don't deserve any more happiness.
What were you trying to do all of your life, Miss Morrison?
What do you mean?
All these things that you've been telling me, they were just the way you chose to find happiness?
Oh, good grief, no.
If you were wrong in the places you looked for it, in the ways you chose to get it, that don't mean that necessarily you're to be condemned the whole rest of your life. You've paid for any mistakes you've made in the past, it seems to me. All you need now is to find a right road. It's all anybody needs, just to find, finally, the right path to follow.
Oh, Ma.
It could be that maybe the right road is opening up for you.
If I could only believe that.
You try. Mr. Sinclair thinks that you're a very fine person. And he is a very fine person, it seems to me. So you must be, too.
Thanks, Ma. Oh, that must be Alfred. Yes, come in. Oh, Alfred, did you have breakfast already?
Mm-hmm, a very elegant repast. Oh, I met Shuffle Shober downstairs, Ma. He sat with me while I ate.
Oh, that is nice, Mr. Sinclair. Shuffle walked over here with me.
Yes, so he said. I also met the constable downstairs. He informed me that the coroner would be here to conduct the inquest on Wednesday.
Oh. Mr. Sinclair, maybe I'd oughtn't to ask you this, but was it like you said? I mean, was it you here with Miss Morrison the other night when her husband... Was it you?
Was I the one in the room at the time? Well, yes, Ma, of course. Who else could it have been?
Here's a big cash contest you don't want to miss. $35,000 in prizes just for telling why you enjoy any one of these three top radio programs. The Beulah Show, starring Hattie McDaniel as Beulah, Lowell Thomas, famous newscaster, or The Oxydol Show featuring Jack Smith, Dinah Shore, and Margaret Whiting. A national radio poll reports America tunes in more every week to these three programs broadcast Monday through Friday on most CBS Ma Perkins stations than any other three shows on the air. Now, Procter & Gamble offers $35,000 in prizes for the best statements why you like them. $15,000 first prize, $5,000 second prize, 550 other cash prizes, too. Now, you'll like this contest, so get an entry blank from your dealer. Read the easy rules and send in your entries. Just tell why you enjoy any one of these programs, The Beulah Show, Lowell Thomas, or The Oxydol Show. Remember, there's $35,000 to win, so get started today. Well, the coroner's inquest finally scheduled for the day after tomorrow. And Alfred Sinclair still insists that it was he who was present when Ann Morrison's husband was killed. Well, Ma has further grounds to wonder whether there isn't more to the story after what occurs. A conversation she overhears tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.